political mischief by some quarters of the government who don't want to face reality. Yet the strike is legal because the matter at hand has been a long-standing dispute between us and government. We have entered into agreements in the past, and that was the framework of the strike of last year. We referred the dispute to a delegated committee of legislation in parliament with a commitment that any ruling shall be binding to both the employer and the union. And parliament ruled in our favor. We don't understand why at this stage they have to shift the goalpost and even, worst of all, declare our strike illegal. In February, we mulled a strike. And out of public demand and public appeal, we decided to suspend it. But then we were referred to the Ministry of Labour, and we spent about 35 days in the Ministry of Labour, and we could not agree with the employer. And since our case was very strong, the Ministry of Labour gave us a certificate of disagreement, which under Section 73 of the Labour Relations Act of the Republic of Kenya, we are at liberty to put the next level.
The government has said that you should come to the negotiating table instead of going on the strike action.
You don't negotiate CBS. CBS have already been negotiated. And what the government should do is to outline how it's going to implement the CBA rather than to purport to invite us to the negotiating table. Yet this is a matter that has been negotiated for the last 16 years. So the government is being mischievous, to say the least. And right now, teachers have already completely withdrawn labor, and we appreciate the collectivity and unity of the teachers of Kenya with very strong resources. The only way the government can do is to look for sufficient resources. We've seen misplaced priorities in the budget, like the ring fencing of 53 billion for laptop projects, while there are other dire needs in the sector requiring less amount of billions, and what you're asking for is basically 46 billion. And therefore, we believe the government is in a better position to reallocate those funds, pay teachers, and forget about this dispute once and for all.
What do you think is the best way forward to resolve this impasse between you and the government?
The government must stop burying its head in the sand and avoid living in denial and come to the terms that there are needs that teachers need in this country, and come face to face with reality and address the matter very squarely. Only that way is when this issue will stop. Otherwise, I can assure you the teachers of this country are prepared to stay out of the classrooms for as long as it takes.
We heard reports that some of your members were demonstrating and probably stepping on some laptops. What is the significance of that?
The laptop program is the most irritating thing because, number one, it has not been a problem in the sector. We have never suggested that it be treated as a priority, but it's being forced down on us. And very often our members are suspicious that this is a business conduit for some people in government. And that is why it must be condemned, because it does not originate from teachers. Neither were teachers involved, as required by the national constitution, which requires public participation in all policy-making processes.
But the president made the pledge whilst campaigning, and Kenyans voted for him accordingly. Why wouldn't he implement the policies or keep his promises he made to Kenyans?
Well, that may be the case, but then the Jubilee government also needed to do a sector-specific analysis and prioritize issues before. Entirely, I would like to say teachers are not opposed to the manifestos of the various political parties or the Jubilee Party. But if you are making promises so that the promises you are making take precedence against the existing needy issues in the sector, then I can assure you as teachers we are going to oppose. We expected the Jubilee government to, first of all, fix the teacher shortage and fix the teacher salary outstanding issues. Once that is done, then you would have been in a position to embrace the Jubilee flagship of laptops. Furthermore, we think It's quite suspect the way it's being done.
Whilst your members were demonstrating, were they stamping on actual laptops or those were dummies?
It is indeed. It's not dummies. It's actual laptops.
Isn't this against the law?
No. It may not be against the law. There is freedom to demonstrate, to picket, and if they decide to burn a piece of paper, it's within their right. If they decide to destroy... But I watched the clip on the TV. They actually did not destroy the laptop, but they mulled the destruction of the laptop, but they did not destroy the laptop. I'm sure teachers are very peaceful and civil the way they demonstrate here in Kenya.